Peace, God.
Peace to the God.
How you, God?
I'm studying 120 right now. Call me back at the God hour.
I must have been away too long because my feelings are dead. I feel no remorse.
Oh, great question. So it's been 3 weeks since we last did the pod here, and correct me if I'm wrong. So when we did the last episode, it was, I think Knicks were up 3-1 on the Pistons. They hadn't looked that great. We were kind of down on them, but we thought they'd win the series. They did win the series. We all were saying Celtics in 5, maybe even a sweep. And here we are in the Eastern Conference Finals. In a New York minute, anything can change.
I'm ready.
Congrats, you, baby. You guys. Congrats.
Let's go.
this is Adam's personal hell.
Yeah. Adam, how hard was you? How hard was that for you to just say that? To congrats.
Nah, listen. It's fine. I'm not going to jump out the window.
I mean, it's nuts that we're here. Honestly, we were what, like 5 minutes left in the third quarter, game one, and we were all like, "Yeah, fuck this! Like they're gonna get swept. They suck." And then they come back from 20 down and win. Then they do it game two. I mean, I'm still shocked.
Yeah, after game one, I was like, "Are they getting my hopes up?" You know what I mean? But after game two, I was like, they can't blow this now.
Yeah.
They gotta win.
Oh yeah, yeah. Yeah. And then, you know,
And game two was almost identical to game one, the way it unfolded. I even still, when they came back in game two, I never believed that they were gonna win. They just kept it close enough where I don't know, Boston kinda choked, right? Like
big time.
They didn't know what to do.
Those are games that the Knicks never win, right? Or teams that I root for, and like it just doesn't happen. So
those first two games were so bizarre, especially when you consider the Celtics are like the defending champions. You know, they're supposed to be like the team that's been there, done that in those situations. Like they know what to do, and they just look so frazzled. I would say, I said this to you guys in the chat, I think that's the most surprising result of a first two games of a playoff series in NBA history.
In sports history, maybe.
In sports history, maybe. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean,
the defending champion, healthy, blows 2 20-point leads.
On their home floor.
On their home floor to a team that they beat 4 times this year.
Yeah, swept. Swept.
It's incredible.
Incredible. And then obviously you get nervous. Game three, home floor, we get blown out. But then that game four was special, man. I mean, listen. I think we were going to beat them. We were up, 7 when Tatum got the injury?
The game was over.
OG
got the dunk to make it 9. To make it 2 9. Minutes left. Yeah. 2 minutes left.
So you think
game was over.
Yeah. So you figure 3-1. I mean, Celtics, you know, kill the Knicks at home in game 5. I don't know if Tatum's there. Do they come back? Whatever. It neither here nor there.
I don't think anybody was beating that team game 6. Anybody.
Yeah, Knicks were dominant game 6.
It was the best game they played all year.
Yeah, 100%. All year. 100%.
I think second half of game 2, or I'm sorry, second half of game 4 and game 6 were the best they've played all season.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. Complete game from, the rotation's just, 7 deep? Pretty much?
I will say this, though. I think there's something to be said, and Adam brought it up. I think it was the last pod he brought it up, or maybe it was just maybe in one of our group chats, where he said, this Boston team is, one of the strangest teams for, a competitive championship caliber team that went to the finals. They've had a strange last 5 years, every year, with certain things happening. Like, they go to the the playoff. They go to the finals against Golden State, and then they completely fold.
Yeah.
And then they win the championship 2 years later. But and everything in between with their roster and what's been going on. And then, but I think like Thibodeau gets killed, right? The main thing about Thibodeau is he plays guys too many minutes all year long. They're jeopardizing their health and all those things. Well, like that's all to get to this point and get ready. And I think in the final minutes, it's like they took the Celtics out to deep water and drowned them. They could not keep up with the fourth quarter intensity and the urgency that the Knicks had. And I think that's just a testament of playing this way every game all year long, even when we hate it and we're risking injury and it's dangerous. I don't know.
Yeah, at the end of the day, like people are going to say, oh, this team got hurt, yada, yada, yada. Like Celtics fans are going to say that. But like every year, it's like 75% of the time, the healthy team wins, right? Like
attrition,
guys get hurt every single year. Every single year it happens. And then just to follow up what Josh said about the Celtics, like you had that series against the Heat where the Heat were like the 8 seed and the Heat go up 3-0. Then the Celtics win the next three. They force a game seven. They lose game seven on their home court. Like that's another bizarre one. They've been at it. Like this Celtics team's been at it since LeBron was in Cleveland with Kyrie, right? Then they get Kyrie.
Yeah.
Yeah, like this team's been at it for a long. Like Tatum might only be 26 or whatever he is, but this team's been at it for a long time. It's been a long run for them, so it's really interesting. They only got one title. They've been a top three contender in the East, maybe the NBA, for the entire time. To only get one title now, this thing's probably over. It's a little bit of a disappointment. I know one title is one title, but still.
But I think this team is all talent and just know the moment it gets hard, they quit. They quit.
Yes.
Yeah.
They don't have the championship toughness. I mean, they won the championship last year, but I think they got a couple breaks along the way, like playing Dallas as opposed to some of the other teams.
Yeah, absolutely. They never got tested last year. There was no test last year.
Yeah, they swept the Pacers. And then who did they play first and second rounds last year? Wasn't it like a cakewalk?
They played Indiana in the final, right?
Cleveland was hurt too. The round
Mitchell
prior.
Mitchell got hurt.
You talking about last year?
And Allen. Yeah, Cleveland was hurt.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so Boston had a cakewalk last year. And I'm not taking away that, you know, obviously they're a good team. But, yeah, mental toughness, the Knicks, I mean, you got to give it to them, you know?
I really think they even the game four, they were down 15 in that one, and they came back.
Yep.
Yeah.
So I just think, like, when the Knicks started coming back, they didn't know what to do. They just folded. It got hard, and they quit. It's like, you know, take them out to deep waters and drown them. I think it's those championship rounds, like in a fight. And they just, and it's unfortunate what happened to Tatum. I do feel terrible.
I did feel, but I mean, he's probably going to be out the whole year. I mean,
he's out next year.
Out next year, and they got to blow that team up. They have some serious issues.
Yeah. So Bill Simmons, you know, he likes to throw out these crazy trades. I don't know if you guys saw what he said.
Oh, Billy.
He said something about, I think it was a trade with the Rockets. It was Brown and who was the other one? Brown and someone else. He'll come to me. For Jabari Smith, Tari Eason, a pick, and one more guy. Shit. I forget who.
He just wants to shed salary?
Yeah, exactly. It was like a salary type move. God, who was the other one on the Celtics? I don't know. I'll have to look back at it. But
he's basically just throwing away next year because, like, Tatum will be out. You trade Brown. Those are your top two players. So, I mean.
So they're in a tough spot, right? Because I was reading a little bit about their payroll situation. I think the second apron is like $200 million. If they keep everybody with luxury tax, they'll be around $500 million. There'll be a repeater. There'll be second apron team. So all they won't be able to sign minimum players. All their draft picks are going to kick back to the very last pick of the draft. It's just a really tough situation. Plus a new owner. So I think they have to trade, I think, two of four of Brown, Tatum, Porzingis, and Holiday. Yeah.
No, I found it. Sorry.
Okay.
So this is his trade proposal. Jaylen Brown and Jrue Holiday for Fred VanVleet, Jabari Smith, Tari Eason, and number 10 pick.
It's just a salary dump.
Yes.
And they probably waive Van Fleet.
It's a one-year tag is what that is.
It's a tank move?
It's a one-year tag,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's a shame. I kind of don't like this whole cap stuff now.
I know. Yeah,
because
something's got to give.
You can draft, develop, pay, and then you get screwed. Like, it doesn't really add up.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I feel bad for Tatum. He seems like a good guy. I don't feel bad for the Celtics or Celtics fans. I'm not going to feel bad for a Boston team. Knicks, we've had 25 years of torture, right? It's our time now. I mean, some of the fans out there, mutants as Juice likes to call them, are a little OD, a little out of control, but at the same time, it's like, fuck it. You know,
Here's my opinion on that. If you're a Knicks fan, if you watch the games at any point over the last 25 years, if you have a Nate Robinson jersey, a David Lee jersey, a Lynn jersey, like whatever that may be, you're a fan of the team, go nuts. Go apeshit in a harmless way. But what I find, what I think is when I see these stupid videos is these are not people that go to the game.
Right.
These are not, I don't know if a lot of them are even Knicks fans. I think they just know that this is happening and the mutants crawl out of the sewer and then they just like start yelling random things. Yeah,
they don't even know what a basketball is, these people.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. And that's like, that's unfortunate, you know?
Yeah.
Well, I like to apologize. I was the guy who threw the trash on the Halliburton guy.
he got a free trip and seat.
Yeah. Now they're going to try to make him be like a martyr. Yeah. You know, Indiana.
Supposedly he's a New York City firefighter. Like, it made it a whole
thing. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
oh, jeez.
Yeah, give me a break.
But yeah,
also don't trash people for celebrating too, because you know, because one of these, I got it on Instagram, one of these Philadelphia 76ers fans are like, hit me up, DM me, and he was just saying, well, you guys aren't special, this happens to city every year, yada yada, and that was just like, whatever, man, like whatever. And he, I was like, you guys haven't been to the finals since 2000. And he's like, well, until a couple nights ago, you were in the same boat. And I go, yes, you're making my point. That's why these things should be celebrated, right? you made my point, right? Like all the years that we had to suffer through drafting Ntilikina over Donovan Mitchell, or giving Jerome James a $35 million contract and he never plays.
Yep.
Or, the list goes on. Being in salary cap hell. Yeah, there's so many different things. So it's like, celebrate. Yes, the team's finally good. Go nuts.
I think Tone's still in on Ntilikina, right?
No. I mean, I think about now the team's so good. I think about it. I'm like, Jesus, what the? Like, what was I? But that's how pathetic it's
because
been.
You were. Yeah. We were desperate for hope. That was it.
Yes.
Yeah,
desperate for
sure.
Hope. Exactly. Ntilikina still has a cult following. If you see on X, believe it or not.
I love
like
it.
There's a lot of people like me who are like, hey, I wanted it to work, you know? It's just like we wanted it to work. We wanted KP to work. We wanted
Listen, they traded for Andre Bargnani. He was horrendous. In my eyes, when he was coming to the team, I'm like, all right. We're getting like European Larry Bird. Like you just root for your team. you're a fan. So, like I have no problem with these guys celebrating. I just don't want them like attacking Windhorse is dumb. That guy.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't like.
You
that.
Know, it's just.
I didn't like that. I didn't like that. Yeah. You could tell when the guy said something to him at first, he was like, he was about to really give a deep dive analysis, right? He was all happy to talk. And then this guy just started berating him. I'm like, oh man, poor Windy.
Well, they were throwing. Did you see? There was another video, like another angle. They were like throwing like beer bottles at. I think someone tried to throw like a beer bottle at him or something like that.
Geez.
Yeah, that's fucked up. Like,
that's
come on.
Crazy.
Yeah, like give me a break. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of fake fans who just want to go viral on TikTok and Instagram and shit and. Yeah, I can't even watch it half the time. I'm like, these guys are trying way too hard. Like, this is stupid.
Yeah, it's some of it's dumb.
Yeah.
Some of it's really dumb.
Yeah. But here we are. And you know, once again, for the ninth time in NBA history, we are facing off against the Hicks, the Indiana Pacers.
The Boogers.
Yeah, this is, you know, obviously the Pacers have a leg up on us. They've won five of the nine, or of the eight at this point. So let's see. I mean, you got to think, fully healthy last year. I don't know. I don't know if we sweep them, but we got to win that series in five, right? I mean, I mean,
yeah, they're up two. They were two up 2-0, right?
Yes.
And then the end of was it game two? That's when OG got hurt, and he was dominating.
Yes.
Right. He had a huge game too.
Yep.
So okay, they had OG for two games. We'll give them that.
Yeah.
They were missing Randall. They were missing Mitch. They were missing Bogey. I feel like I'm missing another guy.
I think that's it, but that's three starters.
Okay. And then Hart got dinged up. I think it was game three.
His the abs. Was
or
it
game
the abs?
Four. Yeah, his oblique, and like he pushed through it, but he was done by game seven. Completely done. Yeah, Brunson broke his hand, but I think the game was over before.
Yeah,
Brunson.
That was late in the game seven, yeah.
I wouldn't even count that. So, yeah, I think they were the better team. They were up by, like, what, over 10 game three?
And Nembhard.
And Nembhard hit that crazy shit.
Ugh, that three, yeah. From, like, half court practically, that was ridiculous. And he's not even, like, a shooter like that.
Right, and they knew it because they knew, like, they had to go up three with the injuries, and they were so deflated that game four.
Yeah.
They got destroyed.
Yep.
Game five, was it? I feel like they won pretty handily, no?
Yeah.
Back at home.
Back at home. Yep.
Right? And then game
six.
Six was more the same. It wasn't really that tight, I don't believe. And then, yeah, game seven, I think the Pacers shot something absurd, like over 60%. Yeah, I mean, it was banged up crazy. I've never seen a team that injured that I rooted for like that at that stage of postseason, but Hartenstein's gone. We have Towns, we have OG healthy. Mikhail, let's go.
It's a completely different team, so it's hard to compare. But I do like some matchups. I like Mikhail Bridges guarding Halliburton.
Is that going to be? Do you think? Because Paul, you were bringing that up today. Is that what you think is going to be the matchup juice?
I don't know. Yeah, I think that should be. I think because OG was on Siakam last year.
Yeah.
He was doing really good against him. Hart can't guard him. He even said it like on the pod. He's like, I can't guard him. Him and DeRozan are like impossible for him to guard.
Okay.
So I don't know who's going to put on Halley. You can't put Brunson. He's a terrible defender. So just stick him on Nembhard.
Yeah,
because he's a spot-up shooter. Neesmith, you put Hart. Towns is a good matchup for Turner. I like that matchup for Towns, actually.
But, you know, let's ask the guy that bet on the Pacers. What do you think?
I think it's an even matchup. I think both teams are pretty close. I think they won almost the same amount of games this year, right?
50 games.
Yeah,
they won like around 50 games.
Pacers were the fourth seed, right?
Yeah, Indiana's fourth seed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think Halliburton is. I know everyone called him overrated, but you guys know how I feel about him. I think he's the last true pass first point guard in the NBA. I think he's the most underrated player in the NBA.
Right. Yeah.
So I think just him as an engine with Siakam, it's spacing. I like Mathurin in this series also.
Yeah, he wasn't there last year.
He's a guy you could bring in for Nembhard for stretches there, and that could give them big time problems, I think. But on the other side, can they? I don't know if Indiana has anybody that can really stop Brunson. And Towns.
He torched them last year. Brunson killed them.
Nembhard and Naismith tried guarding him. Yeah.
Right. I like that Cat can bring Turner outside the paint.
Yes.
That's going to open some stuff up. So I think it'll be a good series. I think it's a really fun series. I think it's going to be a really high scoring series.
Yeah. I think Mitch is going to be huge. Him and McBride will be big.
It's the keeping them from doing that transition. You know, they're the number one fast break team in the league. It's like keeping them from doing that. And I think we just have to be physical and rebound the ball. If we rebound the ball, I feel pretty good.
Yeah, Carlisle mentioned
that. Yeah, that's where the advantage is, right? On the glass for the Knicks.
Yeah, Carlisle actually mentioned that in the presser. I think it was today or yesterday. You know, because they didn't, they did, you know, Mitch didn't play last year in that series. Right. And he was mentioning how, oh, God, having him back, yeah, you know, they get those second chance points. He even mentioned Precious is a threat, offensive rebounder.
You know,
was,
who, I don't know,
which is
who
funny.
I would put on a Halliburton for a little bit, like stretches, I'd put DeLon Wright.
He hasn't played at all, though.
Length. He's got some length.
Give me like 5 minutes. I think, like, he's a,
I give it a shot.
Of a defender. He's a beast of a defender.
I give it a
just
shot.
A little bit.
They were saying, what's his name from Knicks Fan TV? What's his name?
CP? CP the franchise?
Yeah, CP the franchise. Yeah. He was saying that don't be surprised if you see Wright and then also Shamet in the series. And I was like, really? I think we're I think we're only going to go 7 deep.
Yeah, that's what it's been. That's what it's been. And I'll say this. Deuce probably had his best game of the season last game. He was incredible that first half last game.
Yeah,
that
great
block. Oh, my God. That was wild.
Yeah, that was a play.
Oh, my God.
Was
he was hitting everything. And then
Mitch. Threes in his face to back up that bank shot that he hit over, I think, Holiday. Yeah.
Yeah, so Deuce was amazing. So I hope he keeps it going.
I'm banking on the Knicks hitting another gear. Like, they're peaking now, kind of like Brad Stevens had some really nice things to say about the Knicks. And one of the things he said was that the Knicks are peaking right now. I'm banking in on that. And I don't know if this is my prediction, but I'm hoping for like Knicks in five. That's what I'm hoping.
Same. I mean, if we're right that that Knicks team healthy last year, you know, beats the Pacers in five or even sweeps, then yeah, absolutely. Because you got to think the Knicks roster's better this year, you know. Like I don't know. You just gotta stay healthy. I'm scared that we've been this healthy. You know what I mean? Like, when's that gonna?
Don't put that out there.
I know. I don't want to, but like,
I know.
Right? Something's got to give. There's still a lot of basketball left. Like, I don't know. So
I don't think anybody's really healthy. Like, I don't think they're healthy. Meaning nobody is like really hurt. But I think they're all playing with stuff. Like, Brunson's got an ankle. Cat's playing with a broken finger, I think.
That's true.
They're all a little banged up. And then OG has a hammy. So, I don't know. And I'm sure the Pacers have stuff, too. But
that's true.
We'll
Pacers, the one thing with Indiana that scares me is how deep they are. They're super deep.
They're super deep. Yeah, way deeper than us.
They go, like, legit 10, 11 deep. That guy.
Yeah, still got Obi, too.
Obi,
yeah.
Who's the shooter? Shepard, he scares me.
And Mathurin wasn't there last year.
No.
Yeah,
he averaged
25 against the Knicks this year.
Yeah, so that's scary. I could see him having a big series. We really need Mitch to stay healthy. I mean, Mitch has been he's been the key.
He wins series, and we've been saying it this whole year.
Yep.
Like, after Philly last year, like, this is what he does. He changes it. Like, you don't – when he's on the court, he's a freak. You don't get rid of him.
Yeah, that possession on Brown. My God, he, like, guarded everyone on the court in that one possession.
That was unbelievable. And then I didn't think he had that in him anymore.
That was insane. Like,
yeah,
oh, my
God. Really cool.
Yeah.
There's definitely a Jekyll and Hyde thing with him, for sure.
Oh, yeah.
He gets them 10 extra possessions a game.
Yeah, that's huge.
Between defense and offensive rebounding, like, and hey, what was it? At Boston, he had 6 free throws in a row. Let's go.
Yeah, he started. Yeah, he changed something. I mean, it was.
Have you ever seen? Adam just reminded me of it. Have you ever seen The Prestige? It's a really good Christopher Nolan movie. It's old.
It's great. It's great.
It's 2005. But I'm gonna ruin the. Are you gonna watch it?
No. You can. Yeah. Spoiler alert. That's fine.
All right, the movie was excellent. 20 years ago, you should watch it. But the end, it's about these magicians, and they're wondering at the end, how is this magician doing the tricks? And it comes, like, the twist at the end is he's got a twin. So Jacoby.
Oh, I heard this. I heard this. Yeah.
Yeah, the Jacoby was on the pod, and he's like, I feel like that's Mitchell Robinson. He has a twin. There's one twin that can guard all 5 positions and look like Will Chamberlain. But then the other twin can't hit a free throw and is the worst basketball player you've ever seen.
I heard this, yeah.
If you've seen the movie, you'd understand. Like, you'd crack up. It's really funny. But that's Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, yeah. I listened to that the other day. That was great. Absolutely. So yeah, hopefully he can he can keep it going. And yeah, I'm nervous. I gotta say, I mean, these next 2 weeks are gonna be. I was joking, I think, to you guys, like I may have to, like, you know, like stay in a hotel or something. I'm gonna be like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to sit down. Like, I'm just, it's gonna be right. We can't lose this.
I'm very confident. Yeah. I'm very happy that it's the team that beat them last year. Very happy.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah, I was gonna say that the Knicks have been like road warriors in this postseason, right? But I think in this series, it's really important they win those first two games.
Indy's tough. That's
it's a really hard. They're really good at home. It's a really hard place to win. I think Indy had to beat them three times there last year in that series.
Yeah, yeah.
That crowd goes nuts. It's really loud there. So I mean, just they got to if they take care of home court, then they should be fine.
I think Indy's actually a top five fan base.
Oh, I think so too. Yeah,
yeah.
It's just a basketball town.
The Hoosiers, right? I mean, it's a basketball state, basketball town. It's not talked about enough just because it's a smaller market, but. No, right. They're diehards, you know, and got some Pacer fans in my life. That makes it a little fun. Shouts to Booger.
Come on, Free Tully.
I don't know. Ever since Saturday, though, I don't know. You guys, like, I've just been thinking a lot about my childhood and growing up.
Yes,
and like
same.
All the various things. Like I put it in the chat. I remember in 2000 when they won game seven, it was game seven of the second round to go to the Eastern Conference Finals to play Indiana. They beat Miami. And I remember as soon as within 30 seconds, both of you guys were ringing my doorbell with a basketball, like, come outside. We got to debrief this game seven, like, so amped up.
Yep.
And just all the various phases, like the 99 season, obviously they went to the finals, was special. And then, like, I rewatched Winning Time, going through like the '90s Pacers Knicks rivalry. Going back, I was like watching some of those, and like it brings you back, right? You're like looking at highlights of all the old players that were like your heroes when you were little. And I don't know, it's awesome. It's been a long time since I've felt this way as a Knicks fan.
Yeah, yeah, well said. And you know, Knicks are 2-1 in the Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers. So we got that going for us.
Now, I won't be, I wasn't sobbing like, what's his name? Jonathan Macri.
Yeah, chefs. Nick's, what's it called?
Nick's film school.
Yeah, I get the emails from him. I don't really listen to the pod or watch the pod. I see the clips and stuff.
They're diehard fans, like anybody is of any of their teams. Like, he's no different than Adam rooting for the Nets, right?
Right.
But this guy was sobbing.
I get it, right? But it's the second round.
Yeah, you got eight more games to win. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's hold that back. You know, if Indy beats you in five, that's going to look real stupid.
Yeah, 100%. You know,
You know what? It is sports. It's fun, right? Like, at the end of it, in the moment, it sucks, right? It sucks when Reggie Miller scores 8 points in how many ever seconds, and he's doing the throat choke and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But, like, it takes two to tango. You need that rival. You need these, like, big games, and it makes it fun. It's all part of it. Like,
totally.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, I mean, it's going to be... Oh, man. It's going to be agonizing.
Speaking of, it's really cool that all seven games are on TNT. So we're going to get Reggie Miller every game, right?
That makes it even more agonizing. But
I really think Reggie should just lean into it. Don't even play it. Don't even, you know, it's your last series on TNT, right?
Oh,
like,
right.
Don't play it down the middle. Just lean into it.
Right?
Did he get hired? Did he get picked up by NBC? Or no?
No.
I don't think so.
No, because remember I sent, and I don't know if that's a full lineup, but I think in our chat I had sent like everyone who's going to be part of it, including Michael Jordan, special contributor. What's that mean?
What's that going to be? I'm thinking he wasn't allowed to do anything because he was the owner of the Wizards, then the Hornets, and then he just had to stay away from the NBA, and then now he's bored? He doesn't. It's not for the money. He's a billionaire.
Yeah, definitely doesn't need the money. I'm shocked.
I feel like his segment is going
to
be super light. It's going to be like Rob Riggle on Sunday morning on Fox, like something really stupid.
Yeah, what's it going to be? I'm like really curious. Like, is he going to be like in studio
gambling picks?
Yeah,
oh, that'd be great. That'd be great.
He's like this like mystic figure,
exactly.
Right? Like, even in the NBA when they were celebrating 75 years, they purposely didn't show him, and the whole thing was like, oh, where's Jordan? He's not here. And there was this rumor that he wasn't there because he was celebrating his birthday somewhere. And then out of nowhere, they show him, and everything goes crazy, right? It's like, he looks good, and I don't know. Like, he's kind of done a great job of, like, staying
out of it, yeah.
He's kept that, like, aura about him, that mystique of Michael Jordan. He's, like, not human. He's,
yeah. But, And
I don't know.
And now, yeah, special contributor. So I'm fascinated to see what that is.
So what are they doing with inside the NBA, like TNT, like Ernie Johnson, Charles Barkley, Kenny Smith?
I guess that's it. I guess this
is it. I thought they signed some kind of deal where they were going to have like their own kind of like inside the NFL, where they're on TNT and they get to cover like an hour a week.
I thought it's going to ESPN.
Maybe that's it. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, because I think there was something like Barkley and McAfee. I don't know, something like that. Like whatever.
I'm pretty sure it's some agreement where they're not complete. They're going to be involved. They're not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because some games are going to be on Amazon, and some are NBC, and then some are Peacock, and then some are ESPN. It's like MLB.
Yeah, it's just going to be a million different options, basically.
Yeah.
NFL's, you know, kind of becoming that way too. So, yeah, should be fascinating. Now, moving on to the Western Conference Finals, which Game One is on right now,
underway. Yeah,
tied at 24 here in the second quarter. What do we think about this series? I think this series is going seven. I mean, they seem pretty even to me, both defensive teams, and I don't know, right?
Yeah, it's going to go long. Everyone's like, oh, okay, you see them. I don't see that. Six or seven.
I think it's pretty even. I think it's pretty even.
I think OKC's still young, too.
Yeah.
They don't score enough. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think I like OKC in six. I think the home team wins every game in the series.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. Did Ant-Man get hurt? I thought I saw him go in the locker room before.
He's always doing some weird shit.
Yeah, and then he comes back. Kind of like Brunson, you know? He'll get, like, something with the ankle. Like, we're like, ah, out for the season. Then he just, like, comes back and, you know, does his thing.
Yeah, you know, a little dramatic.
Captain Clutch.
I missed it, though. What was it? His foot?
I didn't see the injury. I just saw him walk in the locker room. So, I don't know. I don't know what's, you know, I got it muted right now, so I'm not really sure. But, yeah, Julius, I mean, he's been awesome, right, in these playoffs. I mean, something, yeah. Unfortunately, we never got to see him do on the Knicks.
Arguably the best player in the playoffs.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of a shame. And, you know, if the Knicks do make the finals and the T-Wolves make the finals, it's going to be a pretty emotional finals right there.
Right? Yeah,
I mean, I think I was joking. So, I think I was.
You got to say it's a win-win, right? The trade.
Oh yeah, at this point,
totally.
This point, even though Kat kind of drives us great, you know, maybe not you, Juice, but like Paul and I, it drives us nuts with Kat, right? I mean,
no, yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I totally agree. But like, he's not it's hard to find a perfect player. Like, I'm sure Giannis does stuff that drives Bucks fans wild. Like,
yeah,
every time he probably goes to a free throw line. But I will say this. Like, you know when you get all those memes on Instagram and it's somebody doing a voiceover of Kat and they're like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They're so good, right? But if you really watch them, like, if you watch them the second time, first time you just laugh hysterically. But the second time you watch it, you're like, these plays are incredible. Like, he shoots some really far three-pointers.
Yeah.
And around the rim, like, in his touch and everything. Like, he is so talented. Yeah,
he's got incredible touch.
On offense.
Elite pass.
He's got to shoot more threes. The guy shoots, like, one three a game.
Yeah, now. He hasn't been shooting threes at all.
But I like when he's down low playing more of a tough, like, a big man role. I don't know.
don't know.
When he's shooting threes, I feel like he's playing soft.
I think when he goes to the rim, when he's down low, he's flailing around, going backwards. Yeah. Like, he should do way more. He still puts up a lot of points, but like some of the, I don't know, like just
he's a bull. He's a bull in a China shop, definitely.
Oh my god! Like, yeah,
they had Drew Holiday, Derek White on him. I'm like, come on, bro! Like, you're 7 feet.
Yeah, I think you're gonna see him shoot a lot of threes this series.
It's a good matchup for him this series.
They were saying, I was listening to someone, I forgot who it was. They were saying that, like, oh, the diehard Knicks fans are gonna hate me saying this, the old school ones, but he's a more talented big man than Patrick Ewing ever was. I was thinking about it, and I was like, I mean, it's hard. Patrick Ewing is one of the greatest Knicks of all time. He's tremendous.
Greatest NBA players.
Yeah.
Yeah. But some of the things that Cat does as a 7-footer, it's like really remarkable. He moves and how he shoots, and I don't know, he's very skilled. Very skilled.
No, I get it. Then those same guys, they can say the same thing about Michael Beasley. Like, sometimes you have a great talent, but a 10-10 head.
Yeah.
I just don't see him right now as like a guy you can count on game to game. Do winning plays. Brunson is the only guy in the team that I can count on that.
Yeah.
Maybe Hart. Sometimes I trust Hart a lot. Obviously, he is reckless sometimes, but I don't know. He just does winning plays a lot.
Yeah, Hart.
Even Mikhail too lately. So.
Yeah, Hart, you won't even realize it, and he has a triple-double. You know, he really does it all. And I'm glad you said Mikhail. I can't believe we haven't really mentioned him. I don't know if I'm ever going to admit he was worth all those picks, but did he not win us some of those games against the Celtics?
Of course.
I mean,
did I win? Because objectively speaking,
yes.
Statistically, he's probably the worst player in the series.
What are you talking about?
What did he shoot? 38% from the floor, 22% from three. He didn't make a free throw. Play 44 minutes a game. Like, if you
put, I love it. Let's check the numbers.
If you put a replacement level small forward in that series, it might have been over quicker. You know, I know he made a couple plays at the end of the game, but does that really negate everything else he did?
I'll say this. I think I got to go back and look at the tape, but I think I said if Mikhail, I said this in a pod at one time. If Mikhail plays lockdown defense specifically on Jason Tatum, which he didn't do.
You did say this.
Which he didn't do. OG was pretty much on Tatum. And his clutch, he might be worth those picks. He was definitely clutch. You got to admit that. Did he play a consistent four quarters? I think you're right. He probably, I can't remember a game he did.
Consistent is one thing. He was terrible.
So I'm looking at the numbers. Here we go.
Okay.
Let's see. All right. 43% from the field.
Okay.
33% from three.
Okay.
15 points, 2.5 steals per game, a block a game, 4 assists, 5 rebounds.
Okay.
Also, 44 minutes, 6 games, no free throws.
I think he won that game 4.
Yeah. That fourth quarter was amazing. Yeah.
He was 11 of 21. 9-15 game 6, and those defensive plays he had memorable plays that the fans will always be
I'm half kidding because he did make some big plays at the end of these games, but
you are right though, there are times where have you ever shot a basketball before? It's so inefficient.
He's
a weird player. He's I don't know.
Here comes Ant-Man. He is a weird player. Sometimes he forces the three too much. He's got that 10 to 15 foot mid-range game that's like automatic. I mean, when he gets going with that, he's like KD. Like, I don't know why he doesn't do it enough. He tries to force the three sometimes, and it's like, you know, it just won't go down sometimes. So
that mid-range jumper, I think, is what had Net fans excited. That 30-game stretch in March, after we traded for him in games that really didn't matter, when he averaged like 27 a game.
Yeah.
Look at his mid. Is this guy Kawhi?
Yeah.
But then
he got a full season. And we're like, oh, okay, never mind.
When he gets going with that, I mean, he just gets cooking. And he had the two defensive plays to end games 1 and 2. You know, ripping the ball out of Brown's hands, and then the block on Tatum, which I mean, even if he doesn't block that, I don't think Tatum's hitting that shot. But yeah. So
there's so many games where I'm like, this guy sucks. Like, I can't believe they did that.
Oh, for sure.
And and then I feel stupid because he'll score 14 points in the fourth quarter and then have a game saving stop.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I live with it, and I feel stupid. But I'm not stupid. Like, I watched the game, and I'm telling you, this guy sucks. And like, I'm like cursing that they gave up so many picks for him. But
I don't know. You think that's because like we watch every minute and we're such like big fans, like we're too hard on these guys? Because like,
that's probably it. Yeah.
Like,
no, it's inconsistent. It's just inconsistent. Like, it's like, not.
Cat puts up like good numbers. He's like really good player, but when I watch him, I feel like I'm way too hard on him. But I don't know. When I watch him, he just pisses me off.
Well, I do that with OG too. I'm like, OG's getting cardio out there. What is he doing? But no, you know, I don't know.
He's the key. He's the key. When they had a stat like when he shoots over like 14 times or whatever, like they're like unbeatable. Or if he scores over 18 points, like they don't lose.
Yeah, and sometimes he gets in the zone defensively. It's like,
yeah. But then he'll have two games in a row where he's 1 of 5 for 2 points. Like, that's unacceptable.
Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, though, like, everything that we're saying, it's just kind of a testament to the team, right? Because, like, they don't need Mikhail to be Mikhail, like, the good Mikhail every game. They don't need OG every game. Yeah. Like, as long as Brunson is, like, this engine for them, like, as long as they could find a second or third guy, like, they can find ways to win these games. Like, they're just a good team, you know?
Yeah.
It's more of, like, it's the whole is greater than the sum of its parts type team, you know, because it's not like a team with like these old, like one of these old big three era teams where it's like, okay, yeah, they just overwhelm you with talent. They're just like a good team.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. They play together. I mean, Brunson, we're watching right now is special. I mean, really special. They were showing some of the, I guess, the clutch statistics where it's like right there with like Jordan and Kobe, right? Something like that. You know, obviously he won the clutch award, and I mean, he just like locks in, and it's just like, there's no stopping him. It's really a sight to see. So, you know, we're saying all these positive things again, they still got to win 8 more games. So, long way to go. And, it's going to be quite the ride.
Let me ask you this question. Yeah. So now the NBA has built this very harsh, collective bargaining agreement, harsh in the sense that it really punishes guys who go over the cap. And the second apron, they penalize you with, you know, tax penalties, and they move your pick to the back of the line.
It penalizes team who draft well and develop guys well. Bullshit.
It's very harsh. So it's essentially like kind of eliminated dynasties. Yep. So now we're going into an era where now this will be the 7th champion in 7 years, 7th different champion. So is that good or bad?
Yeah.
It's good. I think it's good.
I think it's good. I'm glad you asked that, because we were on a streak where it was just like, same old teams, Lakers, Spurs.
It's Cavs, Warriors every year.
Cavs, Warriors. Like. Yeah, exactly. It was getting too – and then the Bulls and the 9th. You know, I think – first time in NBA history, right, where we finally have parity, if you really think about it.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
If you go back, 50s, 60s, it's Celtics. 70s, maybe there was a little parity. You had the Lakers, you had the Knicks. But you also had, like, the Trailblazers, the Sonics. But then the 80s, right, it's Celtics or Lakers. 90s, it's Bulls. The Bulls, Rockets. 2000s, it's the Lakers, Spurs. 2010s. It's Lakers, not Lakers. Well, yeah, no. Who am I? Warriors, Cavs, right? Oh, and the Heat.
Mm-hmm.
The Heat.
Miami.
I mean, you had like the same teams. So, no, I think this is good.
I think it's what makes the NFL so special in the ratings, because like you feel like your teams have more of a chance. And it's nice to see different teams. Now, I'll say this. The Bulls were just incredible. Like they pretty much almost played a different team every year except for Utah. They played twice, and Utah had a very good team, but everyone else, it gets stale after a while watching Cavs Warriors every year.
I agree with you guys, but I also disagree in a way. I think it's great for like fans like us. Like if you're really into it, I think parody's awesome. Like it's really cool. Oh man, the Thunder, the T-Wolves, the Knicks, and the Pacers. Like, this is going to be really awesome, right? But I think for the casual fan, I don't think this is great. Like, I think you need, like, one of these Death Star teams that, like, you want to root against.
I agree with that, too, though. Yeah.
When the Warriors were around, like, it was like, man, we really just need them to lose, right? Like, even LeBron with the Cavs. Like, when they start, like, with the Heat, like, they, like as everyone said they hated them, right? But then everyone tuned in and watched also.
For sure.
Same with the Nets, honestly. Like they, maybe they weren't as popular in this area, but, like, when they had built that team, like everyone was rooting against them. Like every talk show talked about, like, oh, this is what's going to happen, and that's what's going to happen, right? So I think having those teams has been an important thing in NBA history. So it'll be interesting to see how they transition away from that. And then also, like you look at a team like OKC right now, like, theoretically, you'd say on paper in the previous CBA, you'd say something like, oh, man, this window is going to be open for, like, you know, they might win a championship. They might be, like, the new Spurs, right? But this window, like, as soon as Chet has to get paid, like, this thing's over. So it's like, you know, they got 3-4 years to get this done, or else it's going to look like a different team. So I think in certain ways, I think it's great for, like, basketball fans, like, true basketball fans. But, like, for the casual fan, I don't know. I think it might be a little tougher to get them to tune in.
Yeah, I agree. Unless it's, like, a big market. So, like, the NBA's got to be, like, thanking God that's the Knicks.
Yes, totally.
There, because, yeah, Pacers, Thunder, Wolves, all small markets, all teams that have never won a title, which is crazy. And then the Knicks haven't won it in, what, over 50 years? So it's going to be pretty crazy that one of these teams is going to win the title. So, yeah, they got to be thanking God the Knicks are there. But, yeah, I agree.
I'll be curious to see what the ratings are for Wolves and OKC, you know, two West Coast teams, two small markets. They both have a top five player, right? So they have that.
That helps.
But
yeah.
Like, I know Knicks Pacers is going to do great.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, I got some serious questions about the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, what was the stat we saw today? It was like, there hasn't been a team outside of Texas and California in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, that's insane.
Since 1996. It's crazy.
Yeah.
That kind of blew my mind a little bit, but, you know, there are three teams in each. Well, actually, there's four in California. But, yeah, pretty wild. No, I agree, though. I do like when there's, like, a dominant, like, almost like a dynasty team that, you know, everyone's trying to take down. I do like that. Who's going to be that next team, do you guys think?
If
you had to guess. The Knicks, well, right? Like, I mean, maybe.
I wanted to mention this because, like, the Knicks, like, with Brunson taking so much less money, are they going to be able to, like, they're not getting screwed by the second apron, right?
Yeah, they got a good chance to keep it together, actually.
Yeah, they can keep it together. And keep it together. They can sign some good vet guys and still make draft picks.
I think it gets hairy in year four, but by then they'll figure something out.
Yeah, they'll be able to flip expiring deals or something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, like Adam said, OKC for the next like 3 or 4 years.
Right, and then they might be able to have like a couple of different iterations of that team just because they have so many draft picks. Like maybe they could, like, maybe it's not the same for core three guys. Maybe it's SGA with two guys and SGA with two guys. So we'll see.
Yeah.
Maybe Dallas would miss the flag.
Yeah, so let's get into that. So obviously,
lottery.
Not the outcome you wanted, Adam.
Yeah, you watch these games all year rooting for the team to lose 82 times, and then you get the 8th pick of the draft. That's a little bit of a nut kick.
Where were you when it was on? Like, where were
I was watching on my phone at base camp. I was working, so I had it on my phone. As soon as I saw that Nets logo, I shut my phone off. I didn't even watch the rest of it.
Damn, that's a pressure.
I mean, they were in the 6th hole, so it's not like, I mean, they didn't have the best odds to win, but you still, in the back of your mind, you're still like, well, it's 10%, 1 in 10 times they get this pick. And then I heard on the Zach Lowe podcast, I don't know if you guys heard this, it was like one number off. Like the last number, that, like, you know, it's like a combination of numbers. Like if the number was a 6 instead of a 3, it would have been the Nets.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I wish I didn't hear that. I could have done without that.
Ping pong.
It was
balls.
Like that. Yeah. It was like that the year the Knicks, for the Yao Ming sweepstakes.
Oh,
the Knicks were,
oh man.
The Knicks were one ball off. And they were they were talking about how perfect it would be to have this guy from China in New York City and how amazing it'd be and for the market and all this.
That'd been something. And
one ball off. Yeah, one number off.
Wow. I mean, Yao Ming's career was kind of anyway, but
they should do a documentary on the lottery. Because the lottery is just, it's like so interesting.
It's insanity.
For the Mavs, who had a, what, 1.3% chance? Was that the odds? I mean,
I don't understand that. I don't understand.
I mean, how do you not have your conspiracy, your tinfoil hat on after everything that happened with Luka and Nico, and then they somehow get the first
so
pick.
True.
They get to restart with another white guy, you know? Dirk, Luka.
Incredible.
Flag.
Incredible.
Amazing.
I saw the most incredible meme. It was like, oh, what the hell was it?
It was
Dallas, right? And they had Dirk, and then they showed Luka, and they were like, "That's how you know the tariffs are really high. They got an American white boy." Something like that.
Yeah,
I've Cooper
seen that.
Now.
That's amazing.
I've seen that. Now, something I floated out, and Russillo, he must have saw our group chat. he mentioned it on the latest Simmons pod. Is Bucks and the Mavs maybe making a little trade ski? Giannis for the first pick?
I wouldn't do it if I was Dallas. You got the golden ticket.
Yeah, Simmons was like,
no shot.
Yeah, hell no.
You got it. At that point, you might as well send Nico to bars if he does that.
Yeah,
and put him on a rocket ship.
Yeah, I mean, Cooper Flagg's 19. Giannis is 31. It's too many years apart. I mean, they're over a decade apart from each other. So that right there is why you don't do it. But
yep.
I was just looking at the timeline of Kyrie and AD.
Yeah, no, truth. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, do the Mavs just go for it now, you know?
He's the biggest prospect, though, we've had in several years.
Probably since Zion. But I think
he'll
be better than Zion.
All-around prospect. Yeah, I think he's going to be better than Zion.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Flagg is a – he's certified, right? He's a guarantee, as much of a guarantee as they come. Probably the only guarantee in this draft, if I'm being honest.
Trey Johnson.
I was going to say Harper. I Trey Johnson's my third guy, but I think Harper's a lock.
You think Harper? I didn't watch enough of him, so I'm probably just assuming.
Yeah, I think he reminds me of, I think he's Cade. Cade Cunningham.
He's got the body. He's big.
Okay.
He's a huge guard. Yeah, he's a great playmaker. He just can get wherever he wants.
What's his mentality like, though? Like, that Rutgers team is so bad. I just, you know.
He's a downhill guy. Put it this way. He played the Illinois point guard, the foreign dude.
Okay.
And it was a big matchup, but he just ripped his heart out.
Okay.
He scored 39 points, and it was over before it started. So like he's good. He's real good. He missed a lot of games, but he's good.
Spurs.
I'm all out on Bailey. I'm all out on him.
He's a brick.
So Boogie Cousins. I saw a clip of him on some podcast saying that he's going to be the best player in the draft. Bailey.
Yeah. He's just like all these NBA guys are like, oh, Cam Reddish is the best.
I was just that's so funny you said that. I was thinking the same thing. Cam Reddish, totally.
It's all
a lot of Cam Reddish vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He said Bailey's gonna be the next T-Mac. So I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I think Flagg. And did you guys see the clip of Flagg? I didn't Flagg hitting the shot over Harper at the Rucker from a few years ago.
Oh yeah, no. Yes.
Oh yeah, that was sick. I can't believe I'd never seen that before. Because I guess it was a few years ago, but the Mavs are going to be. It's unbelievable that they somehow got the. It's incredible.
Let me say, I'll say this though. Like, I was upset that Nets didn't get their pick, right? But I do think there's a little bit of justice. Maybe not for the Mavs, right? But for like these teams like Washington, Utah, these teams that were just so blatant in how they tanked, like good. They don't deserve Cooper Flagg,
right?
They don't deserve Dylan Harper. Like, I'm glad those guys dropped to 4, 5, and 6. So.
Especially Utah, fuck them, right, Paul?
Yeah, like it was just so blatant this year.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Watch, you'll see next year. They're gonna be tanking or resting Laurie Kessler by game 40. It's a joke.
They'll be even worse. Yeah.
But, it's flat. It's flattened now, so you might as well win. Like,
I know.
We just watched the team with one. I still don't understand it. One, I always think about it in the sense of if you had 100 marbles and one of them are a certain color, for you to pick that colored one,
it's insane.
It's just absurd, right? And you have no choice to think it's rigged.
But the odds are completely, they're pretty much flat. Like anybody, like look at San Antonio. They, even them jumping to two is unreal.
I know.
Philly going to three. It's like, we hate it, but I think it's good. I'm not upset.
Right.
That pick, Philly's not going to make that pick.
Yeah.
I would take 0% chance they make that pick.
That's a bad move though, because their cupboard is getting empty fast. Like Embiid is cooked. Right, Embiid's cooked.
Yeah.
Paul George is cooked. So what do you really get? You have McCain and Maxey. What are you going to do with it? You need to add young pieces with those guys.
I'm with you. Yeah. I think they should go that way. But it's like with Embiid and with Paul George, I don't think either contract is kicked in yet.
Ugh,
so, like you can't really, like it's so hard to, now you got the third pick. You might be able to get off of one of them and also get some. Like maybe they can get KD. Yeah, maybe it's Paul George. Wow. Who knows?
But isn't that a lot? You're giving up Paul George and KD. I mean, like, Paul George and number
and
three
the third pick for KD. It's true.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
Yeah.
But I guess you do it. That's essentially what talk about the Knicks. They traded away Porzingis for cap space, and that just gave them, at the time, they got murdered for it, but it did give them flexibility to maneuver a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. So should be fascinating. Yeah, Spurs.
Go ahead.
No, I was gonna say Spurs. You know, if they do take Harper, man, that's that's quite the squad. You know,
I just started reading about a lot of these guys. The two guys that are intriguing to me are Fears and Trey Johnson. Like, it's just like when you read about it, like, oh, this guy can do that. That's
yeah. I love those two guys too.
Yeah, they're both really good.
And I love Khan.
Yeah.
I love him.
Even though, yeah, I knew he wasn't 6'7".
Yeah, 6'5", and that two's kind of hurt. But yeah. I love that. I love what he could do. I like that the jump shot there. He could do a little pick and roll stuff. Like, I like all of it. He just seems so solid.
Just a solid, yeah, fundamentally sound player. Absolutely. So, all right. What else? Anything else NBA that we missed? Oh, you know. Conference finals. Should we make predictions?
just one thing is, I'll say this.
Yeah.
We can't go a podcast without referring to the NFL at all.
Yeah.
Like, wouldn't it be awesome if the NFL did a lottery?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Like, how much ratings that would do? Like, think about when people watch the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And they watch so many people, like, the ratings for the schedule release. And like all
yeah.
stuff, like
yeah,
what, they
true.
They could have such a big ordeal for the lottery,
especially if there's like a like an Arch Manning coming out.
Yes,
and yeah. like you're, let's say you had the eighth worst team, right, and you got a chance to maybe get Arch Manning. Like
that would be interesting. I don't know if they'll ever do it because do you ever really hear that floated out? Oh, the NFL needs a lottery. I feel like you never really hear that.
I think they think it's impossible to tank,
yeah.
But I'll tell you what. I watched that Giants game against the Eagles. We were at Miller's. The Giants tanked for that game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Unfortunately, not, you know, against the Colts there, but.
they were blatantly taking out neighbors and just sitting and resting him on yeah. offense.
Yeah. Last game of the season, it's usually pretty obvious for NFL, for sure. So yeah,
Randall, 20 points at half.
Yeah,
wow.
Yeah, he's been playing. He's been playing. I'm telling you, I think that series.
This whole
postseason
is drunk. I'm telling you.
Yeah, no, it's been wild. I mean, the second round for sure was like, holy cow. You had.
Wait,
I mean,
I'm telling you, Julius Randall was always very, very good. Like, he made all NBA, what, second team or third team?
Yeah.
And he would go through stretches in the season where he had better numbers than Giannis. Like, he was good.
Yeah.
And then unfortunate that he got hurt like two out of the 3 years in the playoffs. Yeah. He played with some dog shit teams too.
Yeah, it's not easy to play with Nerlens Noel, Elfrid Payton.
Oh yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, we're seeing it's so funny on X, like all the Knicks fans posting like, I lived through this lineup, like, you know. It's like you see some of the lineups.
Know,
oh my God. So bad.
But it's also so dramatic because like we watched these teams. They were like, you don't, some of those players, I don't, like, who is that? Like, and they maybe have played like a short, a very short.
No, I know.
Like, when they say, like, play for this, like, the guys that I think about are Amari Stoudemire, David Lee, Nate Robinson, Jamal Crawford, yeah. Zach Rand. Like, you think about those players.
Yeah.
As, like, Stephon Marbury. And then there's, like, the guys that we had that were, like, ancient, just putting on a Knicks jersey, like Penny Hardaway, T-Mac, Steve Francis.
Oh, yeah. Jeez.
Like, you know. But and like then there's the guys that you drafted that were terrible, that you could have drafted other guys, like taking Ronaldo Bachman and you're rooting Ronaldo. For him when you could have had Rondo.
Yeah.
You know? Guys, yeah. Things like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But even that 2021 team, I mean, that lost to the Hawks, I mean, to think we had any chance is like comical. I mean, Elfrid Payton, RJ Barrett. I mean, you had Randall, Nerlens Noel, and then Reggie Bullock. I mean, it was just like
joke.
Yeah, like
that was the team that kind of jumpstarted this whole thing, right?
It was. We were pumped. I think D Rose was on that team too. I mean, you know,
that's like the equivalent to like the D'Angelo Russell Nets.
Yeah,
right? Like that team doesn't happen, then you don't have Brunson and Cap probably.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. And we were pumped for those playoffs, but yeah, I mean, lost to the Hawks in five, but, you know, wasn't really, you know, wasn't much of anything. Yeah. So.
Well, we back now.
Yeah, we are here. Definitely next time we do this pod, you know, we'll, yeah, we'll either be depressed or delighted. So we'll see.
Game one tomorrow. What was it, 8? 7? 7:30? 8?
I think it's 8. By the way, I hated those 7 o'clock starts in Boston. I don't know why different cities just have different...
I love them.
It's tough when you have kids. Like,
sure, yeah.
You know, Gigi's still up at that time, so it's like, you know, we're getting, you know, dinner and the bath, and, you know, so I'm, like, watching the first quarter, like, on my phone while I'm, like, you know, helping get it. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it's not like... I can't be, like, sitting down, like... ready to go. 8 o'clock, I can make it work. 8:30, definitely.
Every game is on TNT, and every game is at 8 o'clock, so it's good.
Oh, nice.
That's good. Yeah, and TNT, I mean, the picture, the audio, way better than ESPN.
It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's way better. So good. You way put better. On the the Max app.
Yeah, Max is great. That's why I watch it on too. They've done a good job with that, and I love Harlan. I mean, Reggie Miller, I could do without. It's going to be interesting with the, you know, this series, obviously. But Harlan, I love. You know, Breen. You know, I love Breen, but like Doris Burke, ugh.
And then she's so bad,
the worst. And then Richard Jefferson, he's okay. It's just like it's not the best, but
I don't get what ESPN is doing. Right, they lay off tons of talent, and then they end up paying big bucks to get guys like, all right, you're getting Peter Schrager, you're getting Rich Eisen. Like, at this point, why don't you just keep Jeff Van Gundy and Mark Jackson with
Yeah.
three?
Yeah.
Those three were iconic. You could have them for decades more. What are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. So we'll see. It's going to be so NBC is what? It's going to be Noah Eagle, right? He's one of the play-by-play guys, and then who was the other one? Mike Tirico.
That's
right?
Amazing. He's so young.
I know.
He's good though, right?
He's great.
I like him.
He's very good. Sounds a lot like his dad. You know.
I'm looking it up now. It says Michael Jordan, special contributor.
Right.
Reggie Miller, and Jamal Crawford as game analysts.
Okay, so Reggie's
moving over there. By the way, I looked it up today. Reggie Miller's 59 years old. He's going to be 60 in August.
That's
crazy. No shit.
He has an age.
Yeah. So Reggie Miller, Jamal Crawford, game analyst. Carmelo Anthony is studio analyst.
I saw that. Yeah. Interesting.
Mike Tirico and Noah Eagle as play-by-play voices.
Yes.
Among others, Vince Carter has joined the team as a studio analyst, and Frank DeGracchi is the coordinating producer.
Oh, he was from Yes.
Oh yes, I know that.
Yes, yeah. Guy.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's pretty cool. Yeah. You think Bob Costas will show up?
Please no. Ahmad Rashad. My main man. speaking of, oh,
it's funny.
Oh, go ahead.
I'm going to Mexico. It's funny. I'm going to Mexico, and like I just packed my "I love this game" shirt.
When are you going to Mexico?
Oh, so listen to this, right? my brother left for Mexico this morning.
The Don.
Several members of my family, because we have a wedding this weekend. My cousin Dom is getting married.
Oh, wow.
But I'm not leaving.
Congrats.
I'm not leaving until my cousin. Yeah, my cousin Dom's getting married.
Shouts to Dom.
So I'm not leaving until Thursday morning. So I'll catch game one. But I don't know what the situation. I can text my brother tomorrow to see, like, how is he watching the game in Mexico?
Are they in a resort?
And they'll have it.
100%. They'll have it for sure.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So we're there until we don't get back till Sunday night. So I could possibly miss. Hopefully, I miss nothing. Hopefully, maybe miss game three, but hopefully, I miss nothing.
What's the schedule? Game two's Friday, I believe, and then game. I would think Sunday
or Monday. Yeah. No, wouldn't they?
No, Sunday.
It is. Oh, so it's every 2 days. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll see.
All right. Well, yeah, it might be tough with traveling. When's your flight Sunday?
So it's like we land during the game.
Ah.
I think. So, well, I don't know. Maybe I think we're JetBlue coming back, so there's a TV on the plane.
Okay.
Well, I'll figure it out. If I have to pay extra bucks for one game, it's fine.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. Okay.
Where are you flying? Newark?
Well, that's the other thing. I'm flying out of Newark. My family flew this morning out of Newark. They are there already. They made it safely. But today I read on the New York Post, and some like long-standing air traffic controller basically said, if they don't get this situated, it's only a matter of time before fatal death.
Yeah, I saw that.
I was like, come on. I'm flying out like in 2 days. Do I need to read that?
What's that about?
There's no need to put these articles out. It's like
so what it is they don't have enough air traffic controllers.
Oh right.
They're taking trauma leave too for
a lot of people are leaving and whatnot. So essentially if they have you're supposed to have five air traffic controllers, they're just having one and paying them and they're working like 90 straight hours or whatever. I don't know.
Jesus.
It's like they're saying it's very dangerous and all this stuff. But my whole thing is, if this is like the second most traveled area in the whole country, like why can't the FAA get air traffic controllers from other parts of the country and like pay them extra? Kind of like hospitals pay travel nurses. Like, hey, we're down nurses. We need nurses. Come here and work and we'll pay you double. Exactly. Like, do the same thing until you figure it out.
Yeah,
I don't get that.
It's a good question, actually.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh my god. Hey, yeah. Well, safe flight.
Thanks.
You'll be all right.
I packed one suit, and the rest is all just Nick's gear.
Hell yeah.
Yes.
It's just Nick's gear.
Yes. All right.
Is he getting married like on the beach?
On the beach.
Sweet.
Hell yeah.
Sweet. Shouts to Dom.
Congrats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Mexico. Where in Mexico? Tulum or Cancun?
Cancun,
sweet. Nice. Very nice. What else?
Did we say our predictions for each? Let's go West Coast, East Coast.
Yeah, I'm gonna say Knicks Thunder. So yeah, that's it. That's me.
I got Minnesota losing in 7 and the Knicks winning in 7.
Oh,
so OKC, New York.
Okay, I'm gonna say Knicks in 6 and Thunder in 7.
I was gonna say
Indiana in 6.
Dick.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna go OKC 7.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna edit that out, right? So we're gonna go. I'm gonna go Wolves in 6.
Thanks.
I'm gonna go Knicks in 5.
Ooh.
Hey,
I would love that. Yeah, Russillo and Simmons had Pacers winning. They didn't say in how many games, but you know what? Right? There's a shot of everyone picking the Celtics, right? All 11.
Yeah.
ESPN people, so Bring it on.
Yep.
Everyone take that.
Have most people been picking Indiana now, right? I feel like it's been kind of mixed.
I don't know. I just saw those two. I haven't really seen anyone else's predictions.
I'll tell you one thing. If the Knicks lose to Minnesota in the finals, I would have rather gone 0-82.
Yeah. During the season. Well, I made
just throwing that out there.
Yeah, I made the joke. And I don't know why I thought about this, but I made the joke, maybe in our chat or another chat, how if we lost to the Wolves, it'd be like, it'd feel like a league of their own. And
oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right, Adam? Yeah, like, yes. You know, you trade
away. That's a great analogy.
Yeah, you trade away I wouldn't say like the problem child, but like, you know.
The scapegoat.
And then she ends up, you know, breaking your heart in the championship. You know, with the winning hit. Yeah. And yeah, I don't know why I thought about that, but like I could just see that coming back to haunt us. Like Randall just like hitting a game winner in game seven or something, or Dante or something. You know what I mean? Like I do not want any parts of the Wolves because of that reason. And I know Hartenstein's on the Thunder, but like it's different. It's different. So it wouldn't be as bad.
I feel like Randall though, like he would either I could just see him totally, like, just being terrible at the Garden. Like,
choking. Yeah, that could happen. Like, yeah, that could happen.
Just going into a shell. So, I don't know. But yeah. I feel like Dante would, like, definitely ball out.
Oh, he'd thrive. Yeah, he'd love it.
He honestly doesn't even play that much anymore. He hasn't been doing anything.
Who, Dante?
No.
Yeah, he's been kind of inconsistent all year, I feel like.
McDaniels is the guy who stepped up a ton.
Yeah, he's good.
He's been playing offense now too, and they'll put him on Brunson, man, and it'll be tough.
Yeah,
on him.
Yeah. Before we go, we got to talk a little bit about, I guess, Yankees Mets Subway Series.
Soto.
Do you guys think these rumors are true?
I buy a little bit. I think he. I don't know. Like, then why did he leave?
Yeah, like I'm thinking like if he could do it over again, he wouldn't have left.
Like, yeah, it doesn't really make much sense. It's not like, I don't know.
Like, what did he think was going to happen? Like,
yeah, do you really think the Yankee fans were not going to give him shit? Like, I can't believe, like, you were here for 1 year, dude. Like, it's not like you were beloved Yankee, you know?
Aaron Judge is not on the Mets. You don't have a guy like that protecting you there.
Yeah.
So, like, what is he mad about?
Right.
I don't know.
And the weirdest part is they're in first place.
Yeah, they're winning.
I know. This is all just to like drum up, you know. I think it's all. It's funny, just like on X, it's just like, you know, the Met fans are like, you know, oh, move on, you're jealous, blah, blah. It's just like, well, I don't know. Whatever.
Do you think it's like, it has something to do with the Mets being a bad ownership, bad franchise? Like people who go to the Mets, even if they're winning, like they're just not happy being a Met.
It's like the Jets, the Mets. It's the curse. I don't know.
Yeah, the Ets. The Nets.
Yeah, being the number two in town.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. We'll probably never. I mean, Soto's going to be there for, you know, we'll be in our 50s. He'll still be on that contract. But,
bro, think about that.
I know.
That's insane.
That is insane.
It's scary to think about. But you know,
be there forever, like a decade and a half.
Yeah,
come on.
I gotta say though, I love seeing Frank the Tank from Barstool just like flipping out. he's another Bobby Bonilla. Like he's just like he already hates it like so much. It's so funny. I love it. So we'll see. I think it makes it fun. I mean, obviously, I'm happy about it, right? Bellinger, he hits the grand slam. He's been awesome. Goldschmidt, you know,
Fried.
Yeah, I mean, we obviously got some good, you know, guys in place of that contract. So I'm not mad about it.
No, I mean, honestly, like they were just gonna keep on upping the offer, and the Yankees, like they did. They're like, listen, we're giving you 15 years for $760 million. Like we're not going higher.
Yeah.
So go. And I think Boris is like, no, take the most money, go here, and
no. I can't imagine ever being like sad making $80 million a year to play baseball. Like,
yeah,
you know, you could put me in Siberia, but yeah. I don't know, I can't even fathom it. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it makes no sense. I think you kind of lose perspective a little bit. Like you're in the same city, like you're playing across town. You're on a first place team. Like, you know, maybe a little perspective.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it just shocked him. like, which I mean, he should have known, but you know, you're in right field there, and the fans are right on your ass. I mean, he was probably hearing the worst shit. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So how did the fans do that? How did they coordinate to all turn their back?
That's the right field. The bleacher creatures.
That's the Vinny, bald Vinny guy, probably.
Yeah, he's like the conductor out there. He just orchestrates everything.
So if I buy a ticket out there randomly, I go there. Somebody tells me to do that, right?
Like, oh yeah,
yeah, bald like, Vinny.
How would I know? That's amazing.
Yeah. He literally he just commands everybody. It's pretty fascinating.
I feel like if it was me, I would have just started laughing. Like if I was in the outfield, I'm like, you guys are fucking losers.
What Soto?
Yeah, like if I was Soto, I'd be hysterically laughing.
Well, he was laughing, but I think you know at the end of the day, like I mean, who knows what they were saying to him? You know, I mean,
I'm sure they were probably
like some personal shit.
Family.
Yeah, no, you're right. That was probably the most mild thing was them turning around.
Yeah, like I mean, there's probably some drunk assholes who are like, I'm gonna murder your family or something. You know what I mean? Like stupid.
Maybe they did research. Who knows?
Yeah, like people are sick. They're sick in the head.
Yeah, that's true.
So yeah, like even like on the Bellinger Grand Slam, Soto was right there at the wall. Like he probably should have caught that, to be honest, but he's lazy, and you know who knows what they were saying to him. You know, people could have spit on him. Who the fuck knows? Spilled beer. So
yeah.
But yeah, well. No, he had to know this was coming. You know,
enjoy crushing.
Yeah, I mean, Met fans are gonna suffer. They're gonna hate these contracts. Never work out. They just never.
No,
do.
Never,
like,
never,
never. Like so, you know, if you're a Met fan, you gotta. You know, I mean, if you get one World Series out of it, I guess it's worth it. Yeah. So
15 years, man.
Oh, my God. Insane.
I think some of the Soto noise will slow down if he starts like hitting like he used to.
Yeah.
Oh, it will. Yeah.
It's such a long season. Like, when do they play them again? It was July 4th weekend. And then after that, you don't, unless we see him in the World Series, I mean, it's not going to play him again. So, so we'll see. But I love when both teams are good, though. It makes baseball so much better.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So, and now I heard What's-His-Face might get traded on the Phillies.
Harper,
yeah. To the Pirates?
Wait, what?
I don't know. Was that maybe it was like a MLB Centel account or something? I saw something
There's
on
no
X.
No way, because the Pirates, like,
yeah, it might have been it might have been some fake account on Twitter. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, there's no way, right? That would make no sense. Phillies are a contender. Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be that really makes random. No sense.
Yeah, I was Centelled, I guess. I saw Portnoy.
I know it might not matter because you know, until he does it in the playoffs, it probably, you know, people are not going to care, but I saw today that if Judge continues the pace he's on for home runs this year, he's going to finish 2025 fourth on the Yankee list.
Wow.
he like, hit another like one fourth tonight.
Like Babe Ruth, Mickey Mantle, Lou Gehrig, then him.
I'm telling
you. After that's like DiMaggio, Bearer, A-Rod, like Bernie, like all those guys.
I've been saying he may go down as like the greatest regular season player ever. Like
Seriously, it might happen.
He needs a title so bad. He needs a title. So bad.
Just one run. One run.
That's
just
it.
One.
That's it. So we'll see. We got to talk about this Caitlin Clark Angel Reese thing. What the fuck? Like,
do my eyes deceive me, or was like there nothing happened there with the foul?
Well, first off, Angel Reese pushes the player down, and then Caitlin Clark just goes to do the intentional foul, and you know Angel Reese took you know, so it was drubbed up. It's basically like, a nothing burger.
It was a little bit of a hard foul, but like she hit the ball on her arm. It wasn't like she elbowed her in the head or
right.
Yeah, I don't get that. But she's clearly jealous of Clark. For sure.
Yeah, and you know Clark's like light years better than her. I mean, it's like
Angel Reese is like a Rodman type, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
She just chucks rebounds, layups, misses her shot, gets the rebound. Gets the rebound.
She's just a rebounder. That's literally all she does. That's all she does. There's definitely way better players. But yeah, I mean, it makes the WNBA somewhat intriguing, that rivalry, you know?
Yeah.
Without that, there's really not much else, so.
Becker's been killing it. She's like awesome.
Who's that again?
Paige Becker.
Oh, she's so good.
She's good.
She's my favorite player. She's
Where's really she at now?
I think Minnesota or no, no, no. I have no idea.
Do you hear about the really who's the hot blonde on the Phoenix team? She like
there's like a bunch of them now.
Well, she had like an affair with like the owner or something like that. Did you hear about
that? Oh my god, that's amazing.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. I don't know. I've been seeing that on Twitter. Anyway.
Yeah, it was the highest rated WNBA game ever.
Yeah. The other night. Yeah, Portnoy. Yeah, Portnoy's courtside wearing the whole uniform.
Oh my god, yeah.
Did you see he bet like a Caitlin Clark triple double and it hit and he won like $350,000.
Oh my god!
Which is like more than like any WNBA player's salary.
That's amazing.
Ridiculous. Yeah. What else? Anything else in the world of sports?
The horse.
Yeah. So Preakness was a banger. Oh my god. So, I mean, the Derby was a good race, but you know, I don't know if you guys saw the Preakness. Unbelievable.
Nah, I missed. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I sent the video to you guys. Journalism, who was the favorite in the Derby, he
looks like a monster.
He's a monster. I mean, he barely, you know, he came in second in the Derby, ran a great race. Sovereignty was just a better horse that day, but he got bumped. He got sandwiched in the stretch run in the Preakness, and he's like, he's dead. He's not good. And then he runs down the horse and beats him at the wire. It was like one of the greatest finishes you'll ever see in a horse race.
Will he be in the Belmont?
Yeah, so he just got shipped to Saratoga yesterday, and Sovereignty's been there.
And I love that.
What?
Yeah, he's got shipped up to Toga.
Yeah, he just got shipped to Toga.
it's like a piece of meat. Like, you know.
I know. Well, they put him. It's so funny. They put him in the stable, and he's like next to like this 2 year old filly, and they're like both like kissing and stuff. It's like you forget like these are like they're just. Animals like
wow yeah
but they're you know 1,000-pound beasts that run 40 miles per hour, so they're obviously
crazy
elite animals. But yeah, no,
is that how fast they run?
Yeah, 40 miles per hour.
40?
Yeah.
Whew, that's really fast.
Yeah they're beasts for sure. And especially, you know, the best ones like a Journalism. But the Belmont's shaping up to be a really good one. It's basically just going to be a rematch of Journalism versus Sovereignty, and then Baeza will be back in it. Who else? Yeah, I mean, it's probably going to be a 3-horse race, 4-horse race, if that. But that matchup of those two horses is going to be really, really intriguing. So that's in a few weeks. And Adam, American Promise, very disappointing.
Yeah, second to last, huh? Or last.
Second to last really. In the Preakness.
That's a tough run.
I think 15th out of 19 in the Derby. Yeah, not. Not the best horse, but yeah. What do you
get? He's like that guy at the combine that looks awesome, and then he gets on the field. He's like Vernon Golston.
Yes, exactly.
Gets on the field, just doesn't deliver.
Exactly, 100%. So, but yeah. So we'll see. What else? Golf. Scottie Scheffler won the PGA.
Yeah, no surprise there. He's the best in the world.
Yeah,
probably the closest to Tiger that we've ever seen.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it just, you know, kind of boring, you know. Golf's lacking that, like, you know.
Yeah, they were saying the comparison is he's Tim Duncan. He's just.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I love it. Yeah, I think he's good. He's great.
No, I mean, obviously golf, like, you still have, like, elite talent. I think, you know, they're looking for someone marketable, and it's kind of tough right now.
But yeah.
What are you going to do? Hockey, we got the Maple Leafs, man.
Choking. Always choking.
They got crushed.
They're one of those franchises, man, that just like, you know, right there with like, you know, the Red Sox and the Cubs and the Knicks and the, you know, these storied franchises that just can't, you know, eventually they should get over the hump, but right there, they haven't won it since the 60s, right?
Bieber was there, and then Drake tweeted, it's the Bieber curse.
Well, Bieber, he's like a diehard Maple Leafs fan. He's there in a fucking whatever the hell he was wearing, like a red space outfitter. I don't know what the hell he was.
He's out there. He's on
crack.
I think Diddy ruined him, man.
You might be right about that.
Yeah. Speaking of Diddy, that been hearing the shit from that trial. My God.
A little bit. When is it going to be over?
I don't know, but pretty dark shit coming out of there.
Yeah, I watched a documentary on HBO.
Oh, really? Oh, there's a doc?
There's like a thing, yeah, like 4 or 5 episodes, like from the beginning of his career, like his upbringing, everything.
Oh, okay, got you. So not just a trial, yeah. Just like everything.
He's always been a piece of shit.
Oh, yeah. We kind of knew this, right? I mean,
he told everybody. If you hear interviews, like he was out in the open about it, pretty much.
Yeah.
Like,
you know. Yeah. Now it's all coming out. So,
yeah.
Speaking of HBO, are you guys caught up Last of Us?
I got to. I got to catch up.
Okay. Yeah, I'm caught up. I mean, it's just one of those shows. Some episodes are really good, and then some episodes are just like, eh.
That's kind of how I look at it. Gets more and more like sad every episode.
Yeah, it's a sad show. I mean, it just is. And you know, it's graphic and it's a tough watch. That's
yeah.
What I'm gonna say.
How many seasons will it be?
I think I'm hoping only two. I guess the video game was only two, so I gotta think this is it.
Yeah, I don't think it's a show that can keep dragging out.
Right.
It's like zombie attack, okay, you kill it, then zombie attacks, okay, you kill it.
Yeah, it's just only so much. I know. What's his face? I always forget his name in real life, but Ralphie from Sopranos, that guy. Right? You know what I'm talking about.
We just talked about.
It's in the Bad Boys movies, he's Matrix, that guy, Jersey guy. Anyway.
Shit.
He was in the last episode of Last of Us. Makes an appearance. That actor.
This is driving me nuts. I gotta Google it.
Yeah, here.
What is he, a bad guy?
No, he's a good guy in it. Let's see, Ralphie from Sopranos.
Joe Pantolino. Joey Pants.
Joey Pants. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. So he's makes an appearance in it, but. But no, the real show, you know what I'm going to say, Paul?
Mobland?
Oh, yeah. Adam, you watching that? You watch the Paramount Plus shows.
I've watched one so far. I like it. I like his car, that Audi RS6.
Oh, right. It's the show's unbelievable.
I got to get a trial. I got to watch it.
Trust me, worth it. Because, you know, there's also Landman, which is amazing. I haven't finished that yet, but Adam,
Landman's great, yeah.
And then I got to watch Kingstown. Tulsa King. I'll watch that.
Mayor Kingstown is very good,
Mayor
too,
Kingstown,
apparently.
Yellowstone. All these are...
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, Paramount Plus. Right after HBO, Paramount Plus is, like, right there with these shows.
Apple.
Apple's one I got to get because there's a lot of shows on there I heard are really good.
Really good shit, yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, Mobland is just, like...
Like, where is it based? London?
London, yeah.
Oh, London.
Yeah. The Harrigans. Tom Hardy's
Irish?
Like a... Yeah, well, yeah. Pierce Brosnan, he's the mob boss. Conrad Harrington, he's him and his wife, Maeve. They're both psychotic. And then Tom Hardy is like kind of like a Ray Donovan type. He's like the fixer for like the family. And then there's like this other family, the Stevensons, and then you got the Mexicans thrown in there. And then there's like this new character. I don't know what the hell she is, but they're building up to something like real, real crazy. It's just a great show. So
yeah, I got it.
Highly recommend.
For sure.
Yeah. Highly recommend it. All right, guys. Anything else we didn't get to?
I was going to say happy birthday, Steve Kasser. Today.
Oh, you're kidding me. That's today?
Yeah, today.
Yeah.
He would have been 40 today.
Fuck. All right.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, man. How was the memorial? Good?
Yes. Great turnout.
Okay. Okay.
I blacked out and vomited.
Oh, nice.
Is O'Shea okay?
That's everybody's question. Yeah, he's good. I talked to him yesterday.
Yeah, what was the aftermath? What was the aftermath of that?
I think he just had a bump on his head. He was okay.
That's it. He's going.
Yeah, he's fine. He told me, he's like, I told Squats to never talk to me again.
He almost got sandwiched in between those two things.
I don't know. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, I feel like there's like a 50-50 chance of that video ended in some kind of disaster.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I don't know what the plan was with like what
yeah,
was going
like,
on.
Yeah, like this wasn't it was never yeah, it was never not gonna end bad.
Oh my god.
So but happy you guys had a good time. Wish we could have made it.
Yeah, next year.
Oh, there'll
next
be a next year. For sure. Okay. All right, good. Good. Cool.
I want that polo. Polo's dope.
Yeah. Oh yeah, we did a good job with that. Yeah.
Everything looked like really, really, really good.
We'll have to do the foursome, me, Paul. Adam, you'll have to play.
And, yeah, maybe I'll come out of retirement.
And Juice, you probably won't want to play with. Well, actually, I mean, I can hang.
Juice is too good.
Paul can hang too. Adam,
I can play with anybody. I'm not good. I play with anybody.
All right, so the foursome should be us next year. Sorry, Mike.
Juice is on another level. Yeah. So.
Listen, this foursome would run circles around the foursome I had, and I played with way better golfers than I am. We just had fun. It wasn't about golf. It was just having fun.
Yeah,
that's it. That's all it's about. That's all it's about. I mean,
was there like a winner or anything or no?
Yeah, there was a winner. I know one person in that group, but yeah, they won.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Congrats to them.
Congrats to them. Okay. We should the four of us should get out and play anyway, even if it's nine, even if it's nine somewhere, you know, at some point.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
That'd be cool. But
for sure.
Adam's like, or at least Adam's like, hell no.
Or at least a really competitive game of horse.
Listen, I'll check it out. I'm in.
Adam, have you ever played?
I think the last time I played was at Dan Mann's bar mitzvah. I mean, not bar mitzvah. I'm sorry. Bachelor party. It was like right after the pandemic, like 2000, or maybe right before.
Okay.
And we played 18, and I left after 9.
Oh, okay. All right. So,
yeah, it was 114 degrees. I was like, you know what?
I'm going to go back
to the room.
Yeah, that's brutal. Playing in the heat. Oof. Yeah, it's rough. So, all right, guys. Well, tomorrow night it begins.
Good luck. Yeah.
Thanks,
Adam. Thanks, like, when you watch, are you like hate? Are you hate watching every
possession? I get it. I get it.
I'm more of a check in right now.
You check in, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be a tough watch. I get it. I mean, you know, everyone around you is a Knicks fan. It's got to be brutal.
They're let me tell you something. They're coming out of the woodwork. I'm like, wait, hold on. Some people walk into the gym with basketball clothes on. I'm like, what?
I know. I have people texting me that could care less about basketball pretty much all season, texting me like every game. I'm like, really? Like, you care? Like, come on. So it is what it is. But
yeah, that's always a little corny whenever. Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, listen, I'm guilty of it with like hockey. Right when the Rangers,
for sure.
You know, like I can't pretend like I'm a diehard hockey fan or Ranger fan or anything.
Exactly.
So
yeah, like, I'm kind of like that with baseball too. Like September rolls around, I got my Yankee head on. Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah,
like seven innings.
There we go. So all right, guys, we did it all. Said it all. Take care. Comb your hair. Peace.